The name of the patient, the next patient is Betty Plain. The last name is P L A I N. Betty is the first name, number one. This is a clinical case of a 64-year-old African American female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3. Period. The patient has a history of nephrosclerosis associated to arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and morbid obesity. Period. In the recent laboratory workup that was done January 21st, 2022, there is evidence of increasing the serum creatinine to 1.8, the BUN is 35, with a drop in the estimated GFR to 33 mL per minute. It used to be 50. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits, and the urinalysis that was done on the same date fails to show the evidence of proteinuria or activity in the urinary sediment. Period. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is normal. Period. The deterioration of the kidney function could be associated to increasing the body weight and the persistence of hypercalcemia associated to hyperparathyroidism. Number two, primary hyperparathyroidism. But the patient had a CKD3A, the patient had borderline hypercalcemia with calcium of 3.4 with a normal albumin and a phosphorus in the low side, 2.9. The patient has several comorbidities that I have to take into consideration before we refer him for a parathyroidectomy. She has myelodysplastic syndrome, and she has severe pulmonary hypertension. For that reason, I am going to try to qualify the patient for Sensipar. Thirty milligrams on daily basis, and reevaluate her in 3 months. Following number, arterial hypertension. This is blood pressure has required the administration of minoxidil. The blood pressure reading today was 130 over 85, and she says that it's lower than that most of the time. She continues with the furosemide, isosorbide, and diltiazem. Period. Following number, the patient has evidence of pulmonary hypertension that is followed by the pulmonologist, Dr. Bassetti. B like in boy, A S S E T T I. At the present time, the patient is taken ambrisentan, ambrisentan, 10 milligrams daily. Following number, anemia. The serum hemoglobin is 9, excuse me, the hemoglobin is, not serum, the hemoglobin is 9.5 milligrams per cent, with this similar to the determination several months behind. She is followed by the Florida Cancer Center, Dr. Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D. And has been treated with iron infusions and the administration of retacrite. Period. Whether or not the patient went back to the gastroenterologist, Dr. Ekichi, E-K-I-C-I, is not known. The patient does not recall, period. Following number. The patient had a retroperitoneal ultrasound that fails to show the evidence of calcifications, obstructions, and the size of the kidney is normal. Following number, she had COVID-19 in January of 2021. Following number, morbid obesity with a BMI of 45. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested 12 minutes of the time in reviewing the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face, we spend 15 minutes, and in the documentation, 10 minutes.